Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind.
One of the things that's happened in 2016 is there's been mobile phone security issues in the news, right? There was phones that were theoretically involved in certain incidents that law enforcement wanted to get their hands on, and honestly, there's been discussions about the FBI asking Apple to help them with handsets and that kind of stuff. And I've done previous podcasts on that, but one thing that's come out of a lot of these discussions and was kind of taken as fact at this point, or at least law based on the way judges have been interpreting stuff, is that if you have a passcode on your phone, nobody can compel you to give up that passcode because it is a violation of the Fifth Amendment. It's something, you're essentially being asked to testify against yourself. Now that's different from producing a key for a lock for a safe, or producing a key for a safe that you might have, right? It's something you have and you can't keep that from somebody. And the same thing with your fingerprints, right? So your fingerprints it's a fact. It's something that you are essentially. So and there's lots of ways to get fingerprints and do things anyway. So but that's the thought process is, of course, that if you with a password on your computer or your passcode on your phone, legally they can't compel you to give those things up. Now, a judge in Florida has said, well, why should a phone that has that has lots of data on it, and you can see what the forensics can get. I have a link in the show notes to one of these companies that actually can pull stuff off of phones, and they tell you, yeah, you should encrypt your phones, right? And make sure you have a passcode and all that stuff because that's what activates the encryption. But a judge, asked a question and said, why should a phone that's locked with a passcode have more protection than a phone that's simply locked with a fingerprint? So in this case, a judge in Florida actually compelled compelled somebody to give up their passcode for their phone. And so, of course, this is probably going to go to the Supreme Court, because most of the other judges in the United States anyway have pretty much said, yeah, you can't, because of the Fifth Amendment, that's not a course of action that should be allowed. But this is what happens though, is that the laws are written and then judges interpret the laws and they interpret it in the context of the Constitution, and they say, well, these are as issues come up like this, they make decisions, and of course they get appealed and such. But there's plenty of law, plenty of precedent that has said, yeah, this is what it is. And so precedent is used by other judges to say, well, it's like this case, and so in that you follow the logic and you go, yeah, that's correct or not. So now we have conflicting rulings, and my guess is this is going to go to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court will say one way or the other whether this is compelling somebody to give up a passcode for their phone is a violation of their Fifth Amendment or not, and I'm sure that that's going to come up. So my guess is this will still work itself through the courts, and it'll take time. It'll eventually end up in the Supreme Court, and who knows what the Supreme Court's going to look like, especially given that we need to replace one member and possibly another member, and we're having a change of president here in the United States. So it'll be interesting to see how that turns out. What will that bring, and what will the choice be? But there's quite a scary amount of information on our phones, and so I can see why the law enforcement want access to it if they can get it. And it's a challenge, but this is the current state of things. I guess in Florida, don't commit any crimes that involve your phone, because the judges will. I'm sure judges in Florida at least will use that ruling as a basis, and we'll see what happens.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.